This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. What does it mean that we have the ability to create a soundtrack for our lives as we walk around? That people who have their headphones in are able to essentially score the day-to-day machinations of their lives, and ultimately film themselves and portray them to others with music as well. So thus creating the first generation of all-stars, superstars, rather film stars. So here we see the characters. There are three friends, two of which are boys, one's a girl. They're all interested in girls, and they're at the awkward age where they haven't yet figured out how to make that a reality. And then we have Zoe Kravitz playing the role of the sort of unattainable, beautiful role, sort of takes her place in this type of hip-hop movie. If there is such a place in the role of Janet Jackson, Poetic Justice, this film's spiritual life belongs to Boys in the Hood. Ultimately, it was also written by a classmate of mine, nice guy, and he also was influenced, as I was, by the film Boys in the Hood, which was written, came out our freshman year in college from another classmate of ours at the USC Film School. All of those are big influences in the film, which takes place right down the street from USC and ultimately has USC in the backdrop of the film. What we have here is a love song to 90s hip-hop created by a director who is familiar with it, and the executive producer Pharrell, obviously very familiar with music, and really the beats and rhymes of Nas and Quest Love and Q-Tip and stuff, all sort of play backdrop. You have other, really one of the best soundtracks to a movie of all time on the short list with The Harder They Come, The Graduate, and Superfly. So the movie is a good coming-of-age movie. It's a comedy. It's fun. It's about a day that goes wrong for this group of young kids. In the movie itself, there's a subplot about an essay written about Ice Cube's It Was a Good Day, and this movie sort of plays out as a visual essay like that. It was a hit at Sundance. It's the type of fresh, inspired, kinetic, musically-oriented movie that really, if you have any joy in your body at all, you'll have fun watching. So really fresh and exciting new voice in cinema.